Today on the Pulse of the Eastern Townships here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, we're heading to a small secondhand bookstore in Beebe that's been quietly doing big things for the local community for more than two decades. Tucked inside a modest space and run entirely by volunteers, the Centre de Livres Déjà Lus bookstore sells donated books for just a few dollars and then gives every cent right back to the community. Since the mid-2023 alone, the store has generated more than $20,000 in sales, with thousands of dollars donated to food banks, seniors' residences, schools, camps, medical foundations, and other community programs across the Eastern Townships. I sat down on December 20th inside the bookstore with longtime organizer Raymond Fluet and volunteers Jim Thompson, Jennifer Thompson, and Betty Hall to talk about how the bookstore began as a Boundary Rotary Club project, how it has survived for 23 years, and why it remains entirely volunteer-run. We also talk about what kinds of books people are looking for, how donations are handled, how often money is given back to the community, and why something as simple as selling used books can still have a real local impact. This segment of the Pulse of the Eastern Townships is supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, which funds original civic journalism in communities across Canada. Here's my conversation from BB with volunteers behind one of the region's quiet community success stories. So, Mr. Fluet, how did the bookstore start?
Basically, it was the Boundary Rotary Club, that were looking for a project to make money. And they decided that they were going to sell books, secondhand books, pre-read books. And I had the area that was empty, and I just let the Rotary Club have it, and I basically sponsor it for the last 23 years.
Is this the kind of thing the Rotary Club normally does?
Rotary Club basically is a organization that raises money for different projects throughout the world, because Rotary Club is worldwide. They raise money to do all kinds of projects. They have student loans, students that go out throughout the world for a period of a year, and they do water projects in Africa. They do water projects in South America. Their Rotary is very up to date on helping out people throughout the world. They also have a box program where they have boxes, and in the box there's everything a family of 10 need in emergency. And they have boxes scattered all over the world. And if they need boxes for on account of floods and stuff like that, they're right within reach. They take them, put it on a lot somewhere, and everything's in there for 10 people.
So this bookstore has been saving money up for about 2 years, did you say?
Well, We've been here for 23 years, approximately. Originally, it was done through the Boundary Rotary Club. But due to a lack of membership, we had to part with the Rotary Club and do it on our own. We are ex-Rotarians. So we just sell books. People bring in books, and we sell them back out at $2 and $1, and some of them $5, to raise money for the local community. All the money that is people spend here at the store is returned to the community.
How are the recipients chosen? Do you look them up? Do they apply? How does it work?
Well, we kept a certain number of them that we did through the Rotary Club. And the members suggested that we basically donate to this and that organization. And this originally started was basically for children, like the children's camp in Maswippi, the children's camp at Quebec Lodge, and we sponsored also the soccer team in Aerosliff, which have about 400 to 500 kids play in there every summer. And as I say, everything, all the money is returned locally.
So what's next? You saved up money for 2 years. You passed it out. Will you just do it again?
It won't be 2 years before we pass out some more money. We'll pass it out most likely in June, July, August of next spring, next summer.
Okay, so it's a pretty quick turnaround then.
Our average sales are about around three and a quarter per opening. We sell for approximately $6,500 worth of books throughout a year.
Jim Thompson then mentioned that one of the main things the Rotary Club has done is raise millions to cure polio. Then Raymond Fluitt reaffirmed that everyone was a volunteer and started talking a little bit more about the bookstore itself. They sell both English and French books.
85% English, 15% French. We draw people from Scotchtown or over in that area.
Sure, Quaticook.
Quaticook, Diggsville. One time we were drawing from Richmond. We draw from Waterloo, across the lake. But we haven't done much for publicity. And this is why when Brian Worry came up with this, oh, well, maybe we should do more publicity, you know? So we're, you came, and we're both going to get the Refrigerac or the record. There was a lady who came here today. She was from St. Catherine de Hartley. Oh, geez. Well taken up. And then we have one person that comes, but he comes basically commercial from Toronto. And he comes in here and buys $150, $175 worth of books every 3-4 months. And he takes them back to Toronto because I think he might have a bookstore in Toronto.
People who want to donate books can drop them off at the bookstore at any time.
I live just next door. And when I drive by and there's books dragging outdoors here, I stop and bring them in. So there's always, you know, sometimes I have just a few bags of books, and sometimes I have 10 boxes, 12 boxes. And when they're too heavy, I get my grandson to come down and take them.
Good.
Put him to work.
So tell me a little bit more about you volunteers.
Yeah. For a decade.
I've been in Rotary for 65 years.
When the girls first came to the bookstore, we reorganized everything. It was just a mess in here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They reorganized everything.
Yeah.
And I think Betty and...
And when we started, it was messy. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And people were bringing in a lot of old books, and it smelled...
Mildew, like that.
And since... Jennifer and Betty are here. The bookstore is a lot cleaner.
Good.
And it's more...
organized.
More organized. And a lot of the decorations that are on the top shelf and around and the front here are some of Jennifer and Betty's own personal stuff that they bring here just to show it off or stuff like that, you know? Yeah.
Great, fantastic.
And it puts a little more ambiance in the place.
And what kind of books are you guys typically looking for?
Novels, recent novels. We don't, it's probably easier to say what we don't really want, what we don't want at all, is like VHS tapes, cassette tapes, CDs, magazines, school books,
textbooks,
yeah.
Encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Okay, so soft cover, hard cover, no VHS, no records. What do you guys sell most?
We have a special section when we get township books, and we separate them and put them in the front for people to really notice that, and they kind of go there first now that they know that's what we do. And we have a lot of a romance section there that goes like crazy. It's hard to keep up with. And
I'd say it's basically novels.
Novels, yeah.
Children's books don't pull very much, unfortunately, but...
Are you doing anything special for Christmas?
This is our last sale before Christmas. We each go our own way, and basically, as I said, maybe we'll try to do a little more advertising, you know, throughout the winter months and spring to maybe bring, if we can bring our average sales up to 400 or something like that, you know, would be that much more to take care of for the local community to have.
They then told me that the bookstore is open the first and third Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. until noon.
And we do have a list of people. Do you have the novel by? So if we don't, we make a note on when it comes in. If it comes in, we call them. They can give us their list if they want.
That was Raymond Fluet and volunteers from the Centre de Livres Déjà Lus bookstore in BB, speaking with the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM. The volunteer-run bookstore is open year-round on the first and third Saturdays of each month from 9 until noon. Most books sell for $1 or $2, and all proceeds are returned directly to local community organizations, with donations typically distributed several times a year. If you have gently used novels, especially recent titles, romance, or books connected to the Eastern Townships, volunteers say those are always in demand. This segment was produced with support from the Local Journalism Initiative, helping bring local stories like this to air and online. You can find more reporting focused on the people and projects that keep our communities running at cgmqnews.com and hear new segments regularly right here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I'm William Crooks. Thanks for listening.